Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the Double Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, yes, it is. I have a Miss Giovanna Minazzi. First name is GIA, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A. Last name is Minozzi, MINN as in Nancy, OZZI. And that phone
Perfect.
number, her phone number 702-273-8673.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll take
And
it
Ms.
from
Minozzi,
here.
she'll take you from here. Thanks so much for your patience, ma'am.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Manazi. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further with the Double Provera lawsuit. I do have to ask first and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Great. And do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No. Yeah, muy, no.
You do not have an attorney
Try.
assisting you. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't. It is.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm. Thank you for that. And then, are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then, are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was. Grade one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you feeling better now, or are things getting gradually better?
Yeah, they are. Yes, I
Okay.
do know.
Yeah, that must be tough. When was the date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed in June on June 11th, 2018.
Okay, so June 11, 2000, when?
18.
Okay, June 11, 2018, you were diagnosed. Okay, let me write that in here. Okay, and then can I get your date of birth, please?
It's January 19th.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little. Can you repeat that?
January 19th, 1988.
January 19, 1988. Okay. Okay, thank you for that information. And do you know of anybody else that was affected by the Depo Provera that we can assist?
Right off the top of my head, no.
Okay. And then I'll also be sending you a text message later with my information in case you do know of someone we can assist. Okay. And did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera January 1st, 1992 through the present date? And I believe we have the answer to that because, well, actually, when did you start using Depo Provera?
I started taking it June 20th, 2010.
Let's see, June 20th, 2010. Okay. And when did you stop?
May 18th, 2018.
Okay, let me write that in here. June 20th of 2010. And then you stopped May.
May 18th, 2018, when I was 30.
Okay. Okay, May 18th. Just double checking the dates here. Okay. So then that would be a yes for that question. Did you use Double Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Because you started June 20th of 2010, and then you stopped May 18th of 2018. And then let's see here. The main concern is the meningioma. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then your first name is G-I-A-V as in Victor, O-N-N-A. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is there a middle initial?
It's Giovanna Marie Minazzi.
Marie? M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. Last name, M-I-N-N-O-Z-Z-I.
Yes.
Okay. And then in order for us to verify your identity and pull medical records, we will be needing a social security, please.
530-475205.
Okay. 530-475-5205. Perfect. Okay. And then I do have an email here. It's giajustin577@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a phone number of 702-273-8673. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, is this your mobile number?
Yes, ma'am.
And your contact preference, would you prefer a phone call, text, or email? I have to pick one.
A text would be cool. That way I see that I've been contacted.
Okay. And then best time of the day, I do have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. And can I get your address, please?
1129 Norman Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
Okay. 1129 Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N Avenue, Las Vegas, 89104. Is that correct? Okay, is there an apartment number or unit number?
No.
Okay. And then let's see here. Can I get your diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Yes. Hold on. Let me. Been a while since I'm looking. My doctor who treated me, you're asking me?
So we will be getting his name as well, but right now we're looking for the diagnosing doctor's name.
Oh, doctor, who gave me the injection? Who gave me the
doctor that found out about the meningioma?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, no problem.
Hello? Oh, my God. I got to put my phone on the charger, man. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hold on one second. I hope I don't get
You're dead on the phone. Hold on.